So what that means is the recommendations of the regulatory agencies was that you took a setting where the originator product was highly effective and you could look at a short-term clinical endpoint. If your endpoint was survival, take you forever to get these drugs in. So as long as you've shown all of these other things are true, all of the laboratory studies, your pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics in healthy people, then you go to the clinical setting, you look at a short-term clinical endpoint. And what's fascinating is we've now been able to show that, for example, pathologic complete response in the neoadjuvant setting correlates with an individual patient's outcome, disease-free and overall survival. We've also been able to show for HER2-positive disease that the response rate to your first-line chemotherapy plus trastuzumab correlates with both progression-free survival and likely overall survival, although we don't have that data yet. So these are really good short-term endpoints. So then you design your trial. Obviously, for a growth factor, your trial will be preventing neutropenia. For an antibody like trastuzumab, your endpoint is going to be response. So that response could be tested in the first-line metastatic setting, or it could be tested in the neoadjuvant setting looking at pathologic complete response. Then you want to show that your progression-free survival is similar. You want to show safety. Safety is identical. And you want to show no antibody drug antibodies, or at least no greater than what you're seeing with the originator product. The duration of observation is variable depending on the drug and the setting that you're testing it in. The questions that people really have are a number of different issues that have come up with the regulatory agencies and where we do have some direction. So one is, you have a short-term endpoint of response. Do I need to wait for overall survival? And the answer to that is no. You want to know that the response rates in the originator product studies correlated with these long-term endpoints, that the population studied was fairly homogeneous, but you don't need to wait for these other endpoints. I will say that for trastuzumab in general, we do have progression-free survival endpoints in the metastatic setting just because of the time it's taken to do the studies.